Instructions for this exercise are available in the book, The Extraordinary Gift of Being Ordinary, Finding Happiness Right Where You Are, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. For more information, please visit drronsiegel.com.
It all changes. This exercise can be a bit challenging because it brings us face to face with the fact that we're always changing, and in fact, ultimately, we're impermanent. So don't try this exercise if you're feeling particularly overwhelmed or fragile. But if you're in a relatively good place, you may find that it's quite helpful for both recognizing the ways in which different self-evaluation criteria matter more to us at different phases in our life, as well as the fact that this keeps changing. We're going to begin with a few minutes of mindfulness practice. So find a comfortable and alert posture where your spine is more or less erect. If you're sitting in a chair, you might imagine a string tied to the top of your head, pulling toward the sky, gently elongating your spine. And if you're comfortable closing your eyes, let them close gently. And just settle into the body. Notice all of the sensations happening here and now. The sensations of contact with the chair and the floor if you're sitting. Perhaps the sound around you, my voice, or other sounds in the room. And the breath already occurring naturally in the body. Then gradually narrow your focus a bit to notice the breath through its full cycles, from the beginning of an in-breath to that point of fullness, back out to the end of an out-breath, and on to the next. It would not be unusual for thoughts to arise. That's okay, they're our friends. We're just going to allow thoughts to come and go, like clouds passing through a vast sky. And each time we notice that our attention is swept away into a chain of narrative thought, we'll just gently and lovingly bring our attention back to the sensations of the breath. Breathing in, we're aware of breathing in. Breathing out, we're aware of breathing out. Not particularly controlling the breath in any way, just being with it. like training a puppy, gently and lovingly bringing our attention back to the sensations of the full cycle of the breath. Now that you've had a chance to become a little bit more present, allow yourself to recall how you felt when you were a child. Whatever age of childhood comes to mind, imagine yourself sitting in your current posture, in your child body. What might you have been wearing? How did you feel in your body? How did you appear in the mirror? See if you can connect to this feeling of you as a child. As that child, in what ways did you feel special or good about yourself? Were there particular skills or talents or attributes you had that you were proud of, that others praised you for? And in that child body, how did you feel ordinary? How did you feel like the other kids? Then what were the ways in which you might have felt less than others, felt inadequate or insecure, maybe unlovable or less competent than others? Just let yourself be the child you once were, with your strengths and weaknesses, and with your good feelings about yourself and your bad feelings about yourself. Next, recall what it was like to be a young adult or an adolescent. If you're currently a young adult, just recall what it was like a couple of years ago. How do you feel sitting in that body? How do you look from the outside as an adolescent or a young adult? In what ways did you feel special, maybe better than others, particularly competent or skilled or attractive or likable? What were the things that made you feel good about yourself? And how did it feel in this body to feel good about yourself? How did you feel ordinary? How did you feel like the other kids? Not better, not worse. And what were the ways in which you felt inadequate or not so good or bad about yourself? Allow yourself to be in your adolescent body and feel some of those insecurities, some of those negative judgments. Just allow yourself to be that young adult with your good feelings about yourself, your ordinary feelings, and your negative feelings. Now move on to your current age. See how you feel here and now sitting in this body, as it actually is. How do you feel good or special about yourself? What do you like about you? What are ways where perhaps you feel better than others? More competent or likable? Or talented or good? How are you special? In a good sense. Here and now in this body, how are you ordinary? How are you like other people? How are you a regular human being? How do those qualities feel? And then in what ways do you feel bad about yourself? Do you feel inadequate? Not so good, either rejected or a failure. What are those aspects of being in this body, here and now, like? Now let's imagine the future. Imagine yourself sitting here some years from now, a bit older at whatever the next milestone might be, if that's middle age or older age. How might you feel good about yourself in that circumstance, in that body? What do you imagine being the things that make you feel good about yourself? How do you feel ordinary in that future body? How are you kind of like other people? What are those qualities? And how might you feel inadequate or less than in this future body? What might you worry about? How might you judge yourself negatively? Just feel what it might be like to be in this future body. Finally, imagine yourself in old age. Imagine sitting here in an old body. Imagine what you'll look like in the mirror. Imagine what you'll feel like inside. And as an old person, imagine how you might feel good about yourself. How you might feel special. How you might even feel better than others. Then sitting here in this old body, in what ways would you be ordinary? In what ways would you just be like others? And then imagining yourself as an old person sitting here, how would you feel bad about yourself? In what ways might you feel inadequate? Less than, a sense of failure or rejection. What might that be like as an old person? Sometimes as we imagine our life changing over time, there are certain phases that feel most challenging to us, most painful. If one of the phases in the past, the present, or the imagined future has been particularly hard, let yourself go back to that phase. Imagine being that age. Imagine being in that body. And wish yourself well. As in loving kindness practice, take one hand and place it over your heart, and the other hand gently over the first hand. And wish yourself well. Traditional phrases you might use would be, "May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease." Feel free to modify these to speak to whatever you need in that body, whatever might be difficult for you, what soothing you might want. Just be kind to yourself during whatever times feel most difficult. Now, to bring this exercise to a close and bring your attention back to the present moment, I'm going to ring a bell 3 times. Allow yourself to listen to the bell from the beginning of the ring of the first until the last bell trails off and can no longer be heard.